Residential Roofing Services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
As for me, no matter what the sacrifice. God bless you, and I thank the entire 89.9 radio station. Thank you for being such a blessing to me and my husband and our entire family every day, 24 hours a day. God bless you all for being such an inspiration in our life. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. it lost at sea. Lord, help me be like the wind and the wind. When the storms of life take me by surprise and my faith gets swept overboard, I hate it when I give in to all my fears instead of trusting in you, Lord. Even the
stillness and the quiet, you are who we need. Holy Spirit, breathe. Holy Spirit, breathe. In the stillness and the waiting, this moment is a gift. Holy Spirit, breathe. Come. Take this moment of worship, this song of love. Our lives is the altar, and you're the fire. And when your fire is blazing inside of us, let your love keep on rising, you're all we need. Come, Lord, come. Come, Lord, come. Oh, and come, Lord, come. Come, Lord, come.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Better than my life, oh Lord, is your never-failing love. Fall upon make a way for, make a way for, make a way for the King. The King is coming. Are filling up, wicked ways are coming undone. Every eye is looking out for you. City lights are burning out, freedom song is ringing loud. Dead men waking up to the sound of you.
Make a way. the faithful and trusting you are, I am. When the storms surround and the waters rise, let your praises be lifted on high. Call on the name of the Lord, trust and believe in his name. Lord Jehovah, Abba Father, you are the great I am. For every need there is a name. Call on the name of the Lord. Call on the Lord. For the lost and abandoned you are, I am. For the soul who is thirsty you are, I am. All through the ages are true to your promise, that your praises be lifted on high. Call on the name of the Lord, trust and believe in his name. Lord Jehovah, Abba Father, you are the great I am. For every need there is
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Word of Eternal Life, good morning. Today we also continue the parts we discussed on the Passover, and Jesus, the Passover lamb, that this is the season in the month of April that we went through the Passover conduct by the Jewish people, and our churches started preaching about the Palm Sunday and also the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, to review the part of the messages you must have heard, and also I have spoken in the past. Now, Jesus was the Passover lamb. To clarify and make the scriptures to be proved that Jesus himself was the Passover lamb. So he was written in the scriptures. And as we read from Exodus chapter 12 in the last message, I have talked about the Passover lamb, which was eaten by the Israelites, roasted in fire the day they left Egypt, which was typifying their future lamb of God, who will be a human person born of God, and he will be the future real Passover lamb. So remembrance of the future Passover lamb, just to believe, continue believe until the lamb comes and he will die for your sins, which is what the whole, prophet and the Torah is talking about in the Old Testament. And as it happened, the midnight of that night when Israelites left Egypt, there was this event. And right after that, there was the midnight big for death of the firstborn. Right, in chapter 12, Exodus verse 29, at midnight, the Lord struck down all the firstborn in Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on the throne, to the firstborn of prisoner who was in the dungeon, and the firstborn of all the livestock as well. Praise God. Pharaoh and all his officials and all the Egyptians got up during the night and there was loud wailing in Egypt, for there was not a house without someone dead. Now, the next verse, 31, in chapter 12, during the night Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron, said, "Up, leave my people, you and the Israelites. Go, worship the Lord as you have requested. Take your flocks and herds, and you have said, and go, also bless me." You see, the repentance came on Pharaoh immediately. Now, afterwards, we saw that his mind hardened and they followed with the military, all the powerful military and chariots, and they followed the Israelites. And now what we read here, in the midnight, the Lord struck them. And what is the point of discussing here is the redemption of Israelites. The redemption of the Israelites occurred as the blood of the lamb was on the door frames. The blood of the lamb is what redeemed them, spiritually speaking. The blood redeemed them, spiritually speaking. From that time onwards to the present century, today, this year, they are continually performing this function, this thing which happened at their forefathers when they left Egypt. Now, all these almost 5,000 years or something, exact number, I am not in my math right now, and all these things happened, they were continuously doing every year as a reminder that our sins are forgiven, and we lived. Now, the forgiveness of sins are other sacrifices, but this is basically for the future plan, as they will be rescued from the power of sin by the death of the real Lamb of God. So this recall every year. Every year you must do this. Now, until what time? Until the Lord God send his Son Christ, who will perform the sacrifice that happened 2025 years ago. This 2025 years ago, if those Israelites or the Orthodox Jewish people who were performing this sacrifice, believing that Christ will come, but they will must understand Christ came to thoroughly inspect the scriptures, thoroughly, in whom, if there was a man or a person who came and who performed all the scriptures which is written for the Messiah or Christ. All this was written about Jesus Christ. That's why the Bible proclaims that Christ Jesus was the Passover Lamb and the Lamb of God. Amen. Now, that blood was there to redeem them. That's the reason I wanted to go back to that Old Testament part, the midnight cry. When they cried, their firstborns died, Israelites were saved by the mark of the blood. Now, how do we get saved by the blood? By the blood of Jesus Christ. We have the original Lamb of God. We didn't have to wait. Those who were after the crucifixion of Jesus, we are now at this 2025 years, we look back to the Christ, the cross of Jesus Christ. Now, as we go back to the process, how these things happened, what we see that Jesus was arrested in one early morning, in the after the midnight time. Now, we see that Jesus performed this miracle as we read last time, which was the resurrection of the dead, Lazarus. After that, they decided, they gathered with their Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin joined, and they decided that we must kill him. And their high priest also, Caiaphas, has prophesied. It was a prophecy came through him, even without his knowledge, that he was in the side. He was the high priest, and all these elders together decided to kill Jesus. Now, Jesus was anointed afterwards by a person, a woman, as with an expensive perfume. If we read in chapter 12 of John, we read that here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Now, Martha and Mary, as their brother was resurrected from the dead, he was waken up by Jesus. He lived. And so they possibly conducted this dinner to honor Jesus. See, the whole neighborhood, everyone, even in Jerusalem, the Sanhedrin, high priest, everyone came to know that this man was given life, and they planned to arrest Jesus. And they, one time after that, they said, we must kill even Lazarus, that this story will not continue. So we read chapter 12, we see that in verse 2, here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with Jesus. Then Mary took about a pint of pure hard and expensive perfume, and she poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with fragrance of the perfume. But one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected, why wasn't this perfume sold and money wages, years of wages will cost us? How much is money worth, this oil worth? He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. So Jesus told him, leave her alone. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. See, this was after the Lazarus was raised from dead. Now, when we read further, meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well. For on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him. You see, many of the miracles Jesus performed in the midst of the Jewish people is to prove and fulfill the prophecy of Isaiah and other prophets concerning the ministry of Jesus. You read the book of Isaiah 61, at least one chapter there that tells about the anointed servant of God. The Spirit of the Lord is over me to free and heal the sick and free and deliver. So the exact sentence, we can go back and read that part in the book of Isaiah. We can see the exact language of Isaiah's prophecy, that where it says what Jesus exactly said. Jesus exactly said, it says here in Isaiah chapter 61, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the freedom of the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners. You see, as we continue reading, that most part, only a few of this prophecy is fulfilled, but the remaining will fulfill when Jesus returned as the King of the Kings and Lord of Lords, and he saved the Jewish nation from the Antichrist. That's after the 7 years of the tribulation. That will say that from verses 3 or 4 onwards, how the rebuilding of Israel happens in many of the chapters, 62, 60, and a lot of the chapters of Isaiah's prophecy is concerning of the future Israel. Now, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, which is God Father himself, anointed Christ Jesus. He is anointed one and to preach the news to the poor. See, the message of Jesus which was preached, that it says repent, and the time is at hand. See, repentance was the biggest message, that in order you get saved, you need to repent. There are some preachers nowadays, a modern type scholarly people, they preach, believe in Jesus Christ. Just believe in Jesus Christ. Forget about your sin. Don't worry about your sin. Well, Bible says repent. Jesus proclaimed repentance. John the Baptist proclaimed repentance. And then once who repented of their sins, he baptized. It's called the baptism of repentance. But Jesus Christ preached the gospel. He preached repent. And later he gave the command to his disciples, those who repent and baptize them, those who repent and believe, and they must be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. See, you repent and believe. So sometimes the language is not used all over the scripture that, you must repent and believe and then baptize. No, it's not all the time. Sometimes it's said, believe in Jesus Christ, then you shall be saved. Now, Peter says, repent in chapter 2, Acts chapter 2. And Paul and Silas told the jailer that you must believe and get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So these are different languages, terminologies are used in different time, but all has repentance in it. See, how would you become a new creation without repentance? If you repent and forget and leave all the past life and character, behaviors and natures, eventually it doesn't happen in one day, but you repent of it, then you accept Christ and believe that he died for your sins. That's why your pain is gone, your forgiveness is given, you are righteous, you are judged by God, then already you are righteous before God. Now you move forward in a progressive, and you are in a positional salvation. Now you are going to move forward in progression. You continue forward, and until your day of death, or when Jesus returns, you will be taken. Your glorification happens. Now, because the Lord anointed me to preach the good news. You see, preaching the news of gospel, good news is called gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is called good news. That's what the apostles preached. That's what we preach from that time to today. And it will be preached until the return of Christ. That day, Christ come, we won't preach again. There is only one group of people preach after that. It will be the time of the great and the tribulation time. There will be 144,000 people who are sealed by God from the Jewish nation, from the 12 tribes. They are the one going to preach the gospel again in the tribulation period of 7 years, and people will get saved, and most of them will be martyred for the sake of believing in Jesus Christ and the message of salvation. Now Jesus start preaching the message of salvation. You see, it says, because he anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. In the Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs will be the kingdom of God. See, you have to be poor in spirit, which means your humbleness, your heart, your attitude need to humble down to accept that you are human and you are a sinner and you need forgiveness. And God sent Christ first to preach the good news. For he sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. You see, when you are broken about your sin nature and you ask for forgiveness, that is called repentance. That's called your heart is broken. When you broken and pray, you will be delivered. So that's the message. Jesus, he will bind your spirit. He will heal your spirit. Your spirit has been dead towards God. Your spirit need a regeneration, a life back into enlightened, the power of the Holy Spirit. Christ will come into you. The Spirit of God will give you the regenerative power of the Holy Spirit. It will regenerate your spirit to live forever once you believe in Jesus Christ. You just believe and confess your sins. Proclaim the freedom of the captives. Now, who are the captives? The one who are under the bondage of sin. You are under a certain bondage of sin. Okay, sexual immorality, alcoholism, lying, falsifying, jealous, hatred, anger, every one of these, people are under your aggression and anxiety to get more money, to more than what you have enough to live. Those kind of things. And these are the ones you need to break your heart about, then you will be free of that. When Jesus gives you freedom, once you believe in it. That's what he called repentance is. Get rid of all the natures of the flesh. The old natures of Adam and Eve, which Satan placed into him and Eve, they both sinned against God. And Satan's natures came into them. Satan took power over them. He had the authority over the human, natures. His natures passed on to us. And now we need to get rid of it. Now, how we humble, we break our heart by repenting and accepting Jesus Christ. See, these are the things Christ did, and he started doing it. And this was a sign for the Jewish nation to know one of the signs and who is Christ. That's what these Pharisees and scribes are talking about. This man is doing a lot of miracles. Yes, this man was the one supposed to do the miracles. Check the scriptures. You do have to check the scriptures, and they did not go and read and believe in God. First of all, they did not believe in the Bible, in the Word of God. They did not believe in the Torah. They did not believe in the prophets. Instead, they killed many prophets, Jesus said himself. So their faith was against. They were not faithful. They were not believing. They had no faith in God. So they didn't have faith in God. They didn't believe the Torah. They didn't believe the scriptures. So they could not understand Christ, who he was. Now, as we know from David's prophecy from chapter 40, 40th Psalm talks about, "Here, God, I come. Here, I am. I am the sacrifice," it says, chapter 40, verse 3. It talks about Christ coming, David's prophecy. Isaiah's many prophecies, even the birth, death, and resurrection, and also his sufferings, everything, and the millennium, thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ, and the end of the final judgment. All those are in the book of Isaiah, and everything is fulfilling in Christ Jesus, the man called Jesus. Now, they have a plan to arrest him. Jesus many people put their faith in him, because it says in chapter 12 of John, verse 10 and 11, or it says, "So the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well, for on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him." Putting their faith in Jesus was the plan of God. That God wanted his son will come and he preached the gospel of salvation, which is good news, that repentance, and then they must believe in Jesus Christ. And then they see that he died for their sins. This was what God wanted them to believe. Foundationally, this particular group of people, they were Jewish people, they were Israelites. God came to save them. And that was the purpose, one of that they get saved and they preach the gospel to the rest of the Gentiles in the whole world. Now, yes, it was the Jewish people, it was the apostles who were from Jewish nation itself who preached the gospel, but there were very few numbers. Now, there will be a lot more of them will preach at the end time. Now, as we see, Jesus was being prepared to die. It was after the biggest miracle he performed. The next day, we see in the book of John Gospel, chapter 12, verse, "The next day, the great crowd that came for the feast heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem." See, the feast of the Passover. This is the Passover that Jesus is going to be killed. This is the Lamb of God who will be crucified on the Passover day. The next day is the Passover. See, the preparation day, then the next day is Passover. The preparation day was Saturday, or hopefully, because Jesus was crucified on Friday, Saturday was preparation day. Then the next day was the Passover. They don't want the body sitting on the cross that day. We read through when we study the book of crucifixion. Now, the next day, as we read, that they took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, "Hosanna!" Blessed is who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. You see, Hosanna actually meant to be save us. In their Hebrew tongue, Hosanna means save us, save us. Now, they did not see that he came to save them at the time, right? In book of Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, speak of this, that do not be afraid, O daughter of Zion, see your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt. See, this is how Jesus entered Jerusalem the night before he was going to be arrested. The weekend before the arrest, Jesus entered Jerusalem on a colt, which was saying he is the king. And it was prophesied by Zechariah, prophet, chapter 9, verse 9. Whose book is Zechariah? The prophet of Israel, Jesus. I mean, this was given to them. The prophets spoke about the death of Christ. Prophets spoke about his entry into Jerusalem on a colt. And somebody might go and check it out. Praise God, at the time of their crucifixion. Were they ready to do this? No, of course not. They were eagerly struggling to keep their nation, I mean, and under the Romans, and they still wanted to continue as their nation. They are afraid that if they follow Jesus, and then there will be a big problems for their country to continue as the way they wanted to. So they decided to kill Jesus. Now, God had this plan to kill him anyway. God had this Passover already planned. This was the time every year the Passover is conducted, that Christ is going to get killed on the Passover night. Amen. The disciples did not understand all this. At this time, when Jesus was on the colt, and people are calling, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the King of Israel, praise the Lord, blessed is who comes in the name of the Lord, that they understood, the children understood that they were told that it was written in the Torah and the prophets. But again, even the same time, right, the leaders did not want to pay attention to it. Now, verse 17, chapter 12. Now, the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to spread the word. People continue spreading the word that Lazarus raised from the dead. Many people, because they had heard that he had given his miraculous sign, went out to meet him. See, some people want to see the miraculous sign. Who did the sign? So they wanted to see him. So the Pharisees said to one another, see, this is getting nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him. You see, the whole world is gone after him. It says the Jewish nation people are saying, Hosanna, the one who comes in the name of the Lord is blessed. And people are keep on following him. See, if this is going to continue, we cannot have control over the people, you know. I mean, so this was going on. I mean, and people came to see him also. Now, if you go to verse 20, there were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the feast. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, with a request. Sir, they said, we would like to see Jesus. Philip went to tell Andrew. Andrew and Philip, in turn, told Jesus. You see, everyone heard, the Greeks also, you know. I mean, this could be Jewish Greeks. They came to worship in Jerusalem. Now they heard about him. They wanted to see him too. You see, then Jesus says in verse 23, the hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. I tell you the truth. Unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only as a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. You see, he is talking about his death. He is like a kernel of seed, which is, if you fall down, and then it will die, and he produce more seed. See, it means by his death, he will give redemption of sins to those who believe in him, will have everlasting life, which Jesus proclaimed it. If you read chapter 6, 7, 5, 4, all these chapters of Gospel of John speaking about eternal life, which Christ is going to give it to people. Now here, he said that he is going to be killed, which we continue in the next lecture or message. May the Lord richly bless you. Thank you for listening.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese. I like to repeat an announcement about three books available. When You Meet God, second book, Does God Answer Your Prayers? Third book, Violence, Murder, Massacre. In Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble online, also available Apple iTunes audio version. So if you send me $15 per piece and $3.50 for the postage, total $18.50, I will mail this book to you. My address, 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076. And I am Dr. Chaco Varghese, C-H-A-C-K-O, last name V.S. Victor, A-R-G-H-E-S-E. These are very useful and good books. May the Lord richly bless you by reading these books. And you can ask.
You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presenting a daily conservative perspective since 1983, continuing the legacy of Phyllis Schlafly. Now, from the Phyllis Schlafly Center Studios, here's Ryan Hines.
You know that thing that radical gender activists claim never happens? Boys identifying as girls, well, they aren't. Competing in women's sporting events, stealing titles that rightfully belong to hardworking young women? Well, it happened again. And unsurprisingly, in Portland, Oregon. Zachary Rose, who now goes by Leah, competed with the junior varsity boys back in May of 2023, where he played.